WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KD8DX2, listening via Ulster. KD8DX2, clear the frequency.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
You just don't want to wake up in the morning.
I got to figure that out.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
That sounded so ominous.
NAKPP from WAFU.
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Oopsie doops. Sound like somebody was accessing your ATM. N8XP.
Thank you, Sean. Did I do what to who? Was that you, Junkie on the repeater? No, why would it be me? There's somebody in Flint. I was trying to get there, but couldn't.
It was on the 3-8.
I'm sure it was an accident. It was probably you-know-who. Just glad he figured it out, right?
All is that ends well. All well that ends well? What is that saying? Have a good day, and NADXP.
Didn't hear nothing about your email last night, so wonder how that goes, but talk some other where, some other way. Some other time. Keep it up there.
I didn't get that far. I got tied up with other stuff, so I'm going to try and do that this afternoon. NAXP.
Keep it up there. Holland.
NAKPP testing.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KDHZSK is mobile. Anybody else around the 7.2?
N8XPWARC.
KDHZSK testing. Anybody got a copy?
WARC testing also, kind of. Just put this in my mobile truck here. Put the 5100 in the truck and just got it back up and running. So, name here is Mike. Try it again and I'll let you know how you're doing.
Yeah, I'm a mobile station.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, you're noisy. I'm not sure what repeater you're using, but yeah, you're pretty noisy.
Sorry, I'll try the
going through the LaPierre repeater right now, but yeah, your static, a lot of noise, so kind of bits and pieces.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
Monitoring. This is KF8AIW.
KYNU monitoring.
No monitoring. I do catch you all the time. This is KF8AIW.
AIW, sir. Good evening. This is Kilo Echo 8 Yankee, November uniform. My name is Steve. I'm out here in New Haven, heading to work. How's your day today?
It's pretty gloomy and dark. It's a little bit of rain. I'm up here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Yeah, that's not a bad little part of town up in the state there. Good area. My my brother-in-law and sister are maybe about an hour or 2 hours out in Reed City, just left you there. So good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty good here. I'm out of campground right now. I got my little setup working in my camping here, and I just wondered how it was sounding.
Okay, yeah. You cut in and out here and there, but I can pick you out, and when your signal's good, I can hear you 100%. But yeah, sounds good.
I appreciate the comeback on the radio check there. I've never really talked out much on this radio, so I don't really know, you know, what it can do. I've got a tram antenna set up on one of those extensible paint poles, and it zip ties my ladder on the back of my camper, and then I got one of those QIC. Little mobile radios with a nice little power supply inside there. That's kind of my bug out unit.
Sounds like a good setup there. Hey, as long as it gets you out on the air, that's what matters. You know, and I'm running an ICOM, it's a 2370 something A.
about 25 watts. And a little common antenna. It seems to get out pretty decent, but they just upgraded the repeater system here in Cole County. It's a very robust system that they've got down here. Really, technically, you could probably run it at 5 watts and still hit the repeater.
Yeah, I'm picking you up off the Guilford tower up near Bay City. I guess I'm making a pretty good little shot then.
Yeah, they linked it up with that Central Michigan Emergency Network, so I know they've got several here in the state, both VHF, UHF, and DMR linked up, and it's a good system. It really is. Fred Moses has done an awesome job putting it together, and these guys that have all the technology mindset there, they did an awesome job. So it's good. It's good stuff. I'm glad. I'm glad they did it, and makes a good QSO with folks just outside your area. So.
Yeah, because it's doing gas, so you're coming in here pretty clear. I'm pretty amazed, to say the least. I was down in Florida first part of the year, and I was in Bradenton, and I could hear a guy, he was talking to a guy in Sarasota, and I started listening, this guy is supposedly in South Africa. How much of that I believe, I don't know, but that was kind of weird. I didn't try talking or anything, I just listened.
Yeah, I could believe it. Ham radio is just one of those things that, it's like one day it might be doing this, the next day you might be reaching in this other place, and it just depends on the weather and the atmosphere and everything else. The stars aligned just right, and he did it.
Yeah, you're right about that, and I'm not sure if coming across the ocean or something, or the Gulf or wherever it was coming across, I wonder if there's just kind of the waves, the waves just bounce off the ocean or something like that and, make it across, or I'm not sure.
Who knows? And he might have a really good antenna, too. I'd be interested to see his setup.
And what are you talking about, mine or theirs?
Good stuff. Well, I'm going to hop off here, get close to my destination, but appreciate the QSO again. My name is Dave. Delta, Adam, Victor, Edward, my call is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November uniform, and hopefully you have a good day, and good camping. Hopefully you get some good weather up there. I heard it's supposed to be a little cold, but anyways, hope you have a good camping, and a good evening. I'm going to clear off here and clear off your final. This is KUYNU, and clear off your final.
This is KF8AIW, Brian. I'm clear. KD80OE.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KFADY, monitoring. Coming in, but it's all static. I can't make out anything you're saying.
This is NAVBZ. The Macomb County ARPSC will be starting about 12 minutes.
VDC from W8FU.
W8FU, this is NAVDZ. How you doing tonight, Sean?
I'm doing pretty well. I just wanted to let you know I've set up a cron to turn this thing off just before the net starts, about 5-2, and then turn it back on after. I'm going to be watching the whole time, make sure everything happens the way I expect, but you should be good to go.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, sir. About 10 minutes ago, that popped into my head, and I went, oh, we didn't talk about this. I wonder if it's, you know, if we're doing the whole thing. So, thanks, John. Much appreciated.
All righty. Very good. I'm going to send you something off to the side and over in Discord, but other than that, I just want to let you know that that's... I'm watching, but it should be automatic at this point. W8FU.
Copy that. Now watch Discord. This is N8VDZ. I'll be standing by for the net.
N8VDZ from VE3TC Mobile.
VE3, yes sir, what's up?
Morning, new net control last week for this net.
Last week, Dave was net control.
Okay, can I get his call sign, please?
KE8YNU. This is N8VDZ.
Believe it says Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Mike Kilofon. Is that correct?
Negative. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Nancy uniform.
YNU as in Nancy. Thank you.
Copy that. Have a good night. We'll see you in a few minutes, probably for the net, right?
Oh, just waving a hand. I want to write that guy an email. Question for him.
Very good. NAVDZ standing by.
KE4ZYQ, I'm sitting by.
W.F.U. came in SWR.
Yes.
Comment, what time did you say it disconnects?
Believe right now I have it set up for 55, so in 3 minutes it should disconnect.
Sounds good. I was just curious because my clock on the dash is 56 and the one on the tablet says 52, so I haven't quite figured out how to fix the one on the dash yet. But anyways, sounds good. Yeah, you're sounding good down there, so. Keep it SWR.
All right, Jeff, yeah, for any reason it doesn't, or, you know, I fat-fingered something in the crown, then I'll do it manually, but I think I got it. It should automatically disconnect here in a minute, a couple of 3 minutes, and then connect back up. I think I set it up for an hour or two, a couple hours. I don't know. I'll have to check the cron. Maybe, I think it was, I don't know. But it connects back up plenty of time after the net could be over. All right, I'm going to get out of here, turn it back to Net after yours, WFU.
Does it do it regardless if it's in use on both ends? You know, can I disconnect it or reconnect it? Does that do that no matter whether it's in use or not? WFU, KVFW.
Yes, it is ruthless.
Sounds good. Kind of the way it's got to be, but hopefully people will understand that, why it's got to be that way, and know that it's that way. So, talk to you later. Keep it up, Steve.
Well, and they're generally announcing the net, you know, a little ahead of time and coming up too, so everybody should know that if they're, you know, all of a sudden they lose something. All right, I'm going to clear out. W8FU.
NR1CH, looking for information about the Midland Amateur Radio Club meeting tonight. NR1CH, looking for information about the Amateur Radio Club meeting tonight.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
Raining in Clyde.
file just for a little bit, and heavy winds. Find out. I gotta get out and get gas to fix. Hopefully it isn't downpouring on me there. We're just about in between E and Walk on the gasometer there. E and Walk, huh? Wow. But not to have to drive my Subarus. Well, if you need help, I'm right around the corner, buddy. I get leery of a push home now with all the airbags in these vehicles. I'd rather chain it or snatch rope, but... Oh, I got one of them. Actually, I got a couple of them somewhere. I think they might be in the camper trailer. I think my blood sugar might be about 70, and I just looked at about 40 deer right out there in the street. Chew a candy bar. Yeah, I need something. I don't know, but I just feel... I know it's not 60 because I see spots, but I just feel real... I mean, I started feeling like I was having a heart attack again, like the first time I felt.
Be good. We got too much to do. We stopped by Freddy's when we were in Atlanta and bought all kinds of junk food, crackers and Chex Mix and stuff like that for... They had deals on them. Then Meyer's got a bunch of deals too, so we loaded up here. I'm gonna swing by and get some gasoline, top this wretch back off. But where you guys in Tigger and Otisville or Clyle?
We're on 57, almost to 15.
Probably be able to go Simplex pretty soon. This antenna does pretty good. It don't do quite as good as those 7900s, but it does good.
Oh, you're sounding good here, KE8ZHL.
You're doing all the work for us now.
Yeah, I just got real hot and sweaty-like, and then I just felt like I was going to pass out. And I only ate once, and it was early this morning. So I don't know, maybe it was just, Amy thinks it's blood sugar. I'm not sure.
I like to keep apples around for it more so than candy. Some apples aren't as quick, but man, they last longer, and there's enough fiber in them to offset it a little bit.
Yeah, I get that. Like I said, I don't think it's. I'm not 60. I'm not 60 because at 60 I see spots. But man, it was everything I could do to get up and get out of that restaurant.
When mine gets down that low, I start shaking like a dog crapping peach pits.
No, I ain't shaking or nothing. I keep telling her, I don't feel good. Well, hey, put it this way, I ain't driving. How about that one?
Driving since 9 this morning.
Oh, boy, yeah. No, I ain't driving. I didn't feel that I could drive safely.
See all the blossoms knocked off the trees. I think you guys might have lucked out. Hopefully your berry and your apple, cherry, all that stuff, all set. KB800E mobile.
The blossoms on our peach tree, they're beautiful. They're red. They're red peaches. Well, they're red blossoms on a peach tree. It's beautiful.
We got something in here Diane has never ate outside of a fruit salad somebody else made up. Got us one of those Mexican peaches.
What is that?
Known as mango. Well, down Jackson Road, I can see it over there just hammering down. Whether I come over that hill, seen that rain coming down, it might have made it past Alba now, but boy, that's a heck of a cloud there. We got a big wall cloud. Oh, it looks like it is raining.
We are in Otisville now. It ain't raining here at all.
The wind.
We're at the gas station there in Otisville.
There's a gas over there.
I can't see it. Oh, yeah, I can. 294.
I'm going to save enough to make the difference. Oh, well, I haven't even got near this one yet. Yeah, there's we got a heck of like a wall cloud looking thing going on here. And then that thunder dumper down at the other end, looks like at Elba and Davidson Road, just coming down over there. And then it looks like it might have just left your guys' place.
Well, if you look in the west sky, you can see some blue skies and the sun trying to come out.
Yeah.
Danny just went in and gave me a payday. $1.99.
There you go.
$1.85.
Got to put on your special. Get me underpants to go in there and buy one over the gas station anymore. Diesel team. They had a lot of that stuff was up at Freddy's. He gets semi-loads and stuff. There's weird stuff. He's got like 10 for a buck on weird stuff.
The Freddy's. What is Freddy's? Is it Frank's?
It's one of those grocery stores where the guy that owns it hits all them food auctions and comes home with like semis. Yeah, it's like Denny's. It's just like a Denny's, but Freddy's.
What town's it in?
Anna.
Oh, okay.
That's just like Denny's. My dad used to call Denny's outdated but good.
We used to shop there a lot.
Joke about old Denny. I may have told you once, he used to be married to my cousin Kathy. It's kind of a dirty joke. I can't tell it over the radio, so let me know and I'll tell you Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, and we might have kids on the repeater system, and there's a lot of repeaters linked together. It's a good one. I had my grandmother laugh, but I wouldn't want a little kid to hear it.
All right.
He'd be about 105 now.
KEHZHL.
KB8OOB.
KEHZMW.
Hey, Googly Moogly, who let you on the radio?
Myself. I got the power over here.
Yeah, it's a microphone away from poor Gary. Got somebody in the back seat. I think she's on the internet or something.
I just had to be funny. Here's KE8ZMW clear.
I'm back.
Almost to over here to fix. Well, it definitely rained hard here. There's some big puddles on the road.
In a storm.
One of those boxes this next month here, this month. You ain't gonna save enough on the split. Well, we're gonna get gas here. We're trying to get it later.
How much is it there?
89, about what I figured it would be. Oh, what it usually is. It's usually the cheapest place to get it. KB, always. Call Gary, I'll talk to you in a second.
KB8, CHL, monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.